This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hello, darling friend. How are you?
Hello. I'm really well. How are you?
Living my best life. Just had my morning coffee.
Yeah, love.
The studio smells like Glen 20 antibacterial spray. We're just living our best lives.
So good.
So set the scene for me, mate. Where are you right now? What time is it? What are you doing? How are you feeling?
Okay, it's almost 5 p.m. I'm in Los Angeles, in the home of a friend where I'm staying. The sun is streaming in the windows, blue sky. It's so beautiful. I feel the sun on my back. It's very nice. And I've just sort of been doing bits and pieces of press interviews and stuff from home today for announcing the tour, which feels very exciting, and the album and everything. So, but yeah, I'm just I'm in a cozy home environment.
Nice. Now, there was a time myself being, you know, fan club president, treasurer, secretary of the Australian Lord fan club, there was a time that we thought, you know what, maybe she won't be doing this again. Maybe we won't be doing a press tour again with Lord, and that's okay. Did you ever think that, or did you know that you'd be back at some point, or was there ever a temptation to just go, nah, I'm just going to be a normal person now?
Well, the good thing about the way I do it is I get to be a normal person for years at a time, and then I have like 6 weird months, you know, that are really fun and surreal and busy, and then I go back to being a normal person. So I never feel like I'm depriving myself from that experience too much. If anything, I'm like, oh God, this is kind of boring. I romanticized how fun it was going to be to just be inside cooking all day, you know. So it's good. Just as I get sick of it, I bounce back.
But, perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. Good. What's one signature dish that in normal Lord life, I should say, I guess that's Ella life, that you that you kind of nail and you know you'll always impress people with?
Oh, well, I love cooking any kind of seafood. So recently I've been doing like a mussel clam, spicy tomato-y kind of leek, tiny pastry kind of situation, some crusty bread.
Yes, that's pretty good. That's gutsy. I cook everything except seafood because I'm convinced I'm going to f*** it up and then it's going to be raw and they'll give someone food poisoning. Exactly. You're so gutsy, mate.
Lean in.
Amen. You're right. Okay. I will make like a seafood paella or paella, whatever you're supposed to say, this week, and I'll think of you, okay?
Spiritually tag me. Okay. I won't be able to see it if you do tag me, but
which is a good thing. And I think this is part of having a life. And I think that's kind of maybe the next step for me is to remove myself from social media. Has this
pretty helped? Divine-ish, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's a really, really, I mean, I really enjoy it. I guess just the nature of my job makes social media an intense experience, but also I'm a very sort of shy, sensitive person, and it's just a lot of information, you know. Yeah. I realize now, like, I was just pummeling myself with headlines and thoughts from other people all day, and it didn't give me much room to have ideas or really brainstorm things, you know. So
yeah,
I'm very grateful for it.
Does that change the way you interact in real life? Like, have you found that by cutting all of that out and that freeing up the brain space, it's meant that it's changed your in real life relationships and what they look like and conversations and the sharing of information?
I mean, probably, to be honest. I remember every time I would come back from an extended period in New Zealand, my colleague Jack Antonoff would say, I can always tell when you've been in New Zealand because you talk so slowly. It's like you're so relaxed. You're just talking slowly. And I feel like being off social media probably has the same effect. Like, I'm just a very long form kind of slow person now. But I think it's cool. The only thing I do think is that I underestimated how much my friends' lives I kept up with on Gram, for example. Like, people don't really tell you what they're up to. They just tell everyone via a story, and that's how people stay connected. So I really have to sort of make friend dates and, you know,
I see birthdays down in a calendar.
Literally, I've been calendaring people's birthdays, Ash. All happening.
I love that. So with the process of making this album with Jack, you said that kind of there's time in New Zealand and time in LA. So from a practical point of view, how did that work with the traveling, and was it made in LA or a bit of both? Tell me.
He came to New Zealand a couple of times. I would go to LA every once in a while, sort of pre-pandemic. And then we did a big stint together in New York at the end of last year. And sort of finished things off, just the two of us alone in an empty studio, which was kind of eerie and fun. But yeah, lots of FaceTiming at weird hours, and it's pretty techie.
That's like having a relationship with somebody. Like, that is a really literally intense way to live your life, because you're being so vulnerable and you're being creative and you're stuck in a room together. Was there any sense of, Jackie boy, I love you, but I need 6 months off from that face?
Well, we actually did have a solid 6 months off at the start of the pandemic, but Jackson, my relationship is so, you know, it is really deep. It's sort of like a marriage in some ways, a platonic marriage, and we're in it for life. You know, I think at this point we've stayed very close for 5 or 6 years now, and we don't seem to get sick of each other, but who knows, anything could happen. You know,
you found your people, and that's the best part of life. That's the best part of growing up, is finding your people.
Totally.
Love it. Well, thank you, my darling. I'm obsessed with Solar Power. I love their strength. I love that it takes 2 minutes and 11 seconds to get into that big hook, and you're gagging for it by the time it comes. And for a radio song, that's rare, but we love you for it, mate.
Thank you so much. So nice to talk to you again.
It's a pleasure. I cannot wait to hear the album. We love you. Be safe, and we'll see you soon, like next year.
Thank you. Yeah, see you next year on tour.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Bye, matey.
Bye.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.